And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden and his German counterpart, Chancellor Olaf Scholz, agreed Thursday to send powerfully armed infantry fighting vehicles to help Ukraine fight Russia. This, according to the White House. The White House said in a statement the United States intends to supply Ukraine with Bradley infantry fighting vehicles. Germany intends to provide Ukraine with Marder infantry fighting vehicles. Both countries plan to train Ukrainian forces on the respective systems. The United States will use pandemic-era restrictions to rapidly expel Cuban, Nicaraguan, and Haitian migrants caught illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. This, according to President Biden on Thursday, as he seeks to gain control of migration. At the same time, Biden said he will allow up to 30,000 people from those three countries, plus Venezuela, to enter the country by air each month. He said those who hope to benefit from that plan, however, must follow the rules.
This new process is orderly, it's safe, and it's humane, and it works. Since we created the new program, the number of Venezuelans trying to enter America without going through a legal process has dropped dramatically from about 1,100 per day to less than 250 per day on average. That's several hundred people on average every single day who are not crossing into America illegally.
Immigration is expected to be a central issue of discussion when Biden travels to Mexico City for a January 10th North American Leaders Summit with Mexican President Andrés López Obrador and Andrés Manuel López Obrador, rather, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The president will visit El Paso, Texas on Sunday in his first trip to the southwestern border with Mexico. This is VOA News. The U.S. Coast Guard has removed more than 300 Cuban migrants from a remote island national park off the Florida coast. Homeland Security officials said 337 migrants were taken Thursday by the Coast Guard cutter from Dry Tortugas National Park on a 70-mile trip to Key West, where they'll be processed. They're among more than 700 migrants, mostly Cubans, who arrived in Florida by boats over New Year's weekend. More than 4,400 Cubans and Haitians have arrived in Florida since August. As COVID surges in China, the U.S. has begun testing more travelers. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Some of the COVID testing set up at the airports is run by XpressCheck. Ezra Ernst is the company's CEO.
We are at a CDC station designed to test passengers for emerging variants of interest and variants of concern. From 30 countries.
And while the screening is for the latest COVID-19 variants, Dr. Sidney Friedman, who's with the CDC Travelers Health Branch, thinks the testing could help with future outbreaks.
This model can be used for other pathogens, not just for SARS-CoV-2. Using travelers for early detection.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Japan's trade and industry minister said Thursday that post-Cold War free trade and economic interdependence had bolstered authoritarian regimes. He urged the United States and other like-minded democracies to help counteract them. Yasutoshi Nishimura said in a speech in Washington that like-minded democratic nations must, in his words, rebuild a world order based on the fundamental values of freedom, democracy, human rights, and the rule of law. Next week, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is expected to travel to Washington for talks on Ukraine, North Korea, and China's tensions with Taiwan. Mexican security forces on Thursday captured a son of notorious drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, the jailed leader of the infamous Sinaloa cartel. This, according to Mexico's defense minister, they captured Ovidio Guzman, who was caught in a security operation in the northwestern city of Culiacan that sparked a violent cartel backlash just days before President Biden is due to visit Mexico. And doctors treating Buffalo Bills football player Damar Hamlin say he's shown substantial improvement 3 days after suffering cardiac arrest on the playing field. Dr. Timothy Pritz said there'd been substantial improvement in his condition over the past 24 hours, but warned that the player, who's 24, is still critically ill and being treated in the intensive care unit. Pritz said he is surrounded by family. Marissa Melton, VOA News.